Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And we need to remind you that Radio Liberty is brought to you certainly by our listeners out there. And, of course, right now we're going to try to get our special guest for this afternoon, Jeannie Soderman. And we're going to be talking about the World Bank water policy. Now, you know, there is a group of people who are intent upon controlling the world. It's as difficult as it is for most people to believe this really is what's going on today. And so we have studied what they're doing, and of course they have many programs. One of them is to control the food. You control the food, you control the people. One of them is to certainly control the medications, control access to vitamins, control access to minerals, control access to herbs and alternative medications. And then, of course, people are forced to buy the medications that you want them to buy. But one of the biggest things that they're doing right now is that they actually are trying to control the water. And as incredible as it may seem, they do have an agenda. And this is not simply here in the United States. It's all throughout the world. And the whole idea is that they are going to control the water. They're going to control your access to water. They control the water. They can control you. They control the water. They can control agriculture. And they can control the amount of food that is produced. They can control the price of the food. And, I will tell you that they are holding meetings constantly. They are working full-time to get their people onto the local water boards. They are working in the World Bank, and they have a program. It's called the World Bank Water Policy that simply talks about how they're going to control the water of the world. So our hope is that you'll go ahead and that you'll listen to what Jeannie has to say. Of course, the summary of the World Bank Water Policy is contained in our Sustainable Development Syllabus. And until people understand that there are people who work literally 20 hours a day figuring out how they are going to circumvent our freedom and bring us under control, until you understand the people who have a different worldview and their goal, as with the fascists in Italy, and as with the Nazis in Germany, and as with the people here in the United States who have accepted a different spirituality, their goal is to control you. Well, right now, let's go to Jeannie Soderman. Hi, Jeannie. How are you doing?
Well, I'm just dandy. How are you?
Fine, thank you. And you go to all these big programs they put on water and planning, don't you?
Well, yeah. I try to hit the biggest ones.
Now, what I try to tell people that there really are people who are planning to control the water so they can control the populace, most of them sort of shrug and they say, that couldn't be true, because if it was, why, Rush Limbaugh would tell us. But really, Rush Limbaugh doesn't attend any of those meetings with you, does he?
No.
Tell us what you find out when you went to this last great big meeting that they held. Where was that meeting?
The last one was in San Francisco.
How long was it? It was several days?
It was about 5 days.
5 days. So they spent 5 days plotting on how they're going to control the people all over the state, all over the country.
Right. And to get in, if you were from a government agency, it was like $1,200 for the 5 days. And the average person doesn't have that money or that time to go and listen to their plan of what they plan to do with the water.
And that is, of course, one reason why people don't know what's going on. I mean, the average person has little idea that there are people working constantly. They have a master plan, and part of that master plan is control the water. And then you control the people. We'll be right back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And today we're going to be talking about control of the water so you can control the people. Now, I've been watching this story unfold for, 40 years, the time I lived here in Santa Cruz full time. And many years ago, why the planning group in Santa Cruz, where I live, said, you know, we want to plan for the next century so there'll always be plenty of water. And they wanted to put a dam, the Zayanti Dam, in so they could have another reservoir. We have one reservoir. They want an additional one. And there was an organized, concerted effort to block that. Now, it wasn't that the Zayanti Dam wasn't a good idea. It was that they wanted to create a water crisis sometime in the future so they could come up with a solution which had to do with control. And they had groups which go around talking about, oh, this terrible thing that's going to destroy the ecology. And what about the Zayanti humpback slug, an endangered species? And you saw these bumper stickers all over Santa Cruz, save the Zayanti humpback slug. Now, there was no Zayanti humpback slug. But, of course, the people on the water board didn't know that. And when they'd be getting these threatening letters from the ecologist to save the Zayanti slug, why, they eventually gave up plans for the dam. Why? Because they wanted to create the problem we have here today. And this is happening all across the country as they're tearing out dams, as they're preventing the development of alternative water resources, of actually beginning to store the water that God has provided for us in dams and reservoirs and holding pools, because they want a problem. And once they've got the problem, then they're going to be able to control the wells. They're going to be able to control the amount of water you drink. They're going to be able to control agriculture. And with that as a background, Jeannie, you pick up the story.
Well, I want to digress back to the San Francisco meeting.
All right. Now, for our listeners, Jeannie attended this last couple of weeks a 5-day session in San Francisco that cost $1,200 to get into. So you have to understand, they don't want the average person like you to go there. Jeannie, fortunately, is dedicated enough to get the information for us. So what did you find? What were they up to?
Well, they're looking at the value of water, and this is so important. And there were several workshops on how to get the value of water, in other words, the pricing of water, up higher to the customers. And they said, we'll have to change the mindset of the public. We have to change the perception of what water is.
In other words, what they're doing is playing games with our minds and trying to make us think, my goodness, there's a shortage, we're just going to have to pay more.
And they said water is underappreciated.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Jeannie Soderman, who is a resident expert. Well, this is Jeannie, and Jeannie's telling us about this meeting she attended in the San Francisco Bay Area. And at this meeting, this 5-day meeting that cost $1,200 to get into, they began talking about how they were going to have to change the public perception of water to make them realize how valuable water is. Now, it used to be we didn't even think about water. There was always plenty of water. But they're going to manage to create a crisis and a shortage and block any efforts to solve the problem and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on plans never intending to solve the problem. They don't want to solve the problem. They want to perpetuate and increase the problem. So Jeannie is pointing out they are working on how they're going to get us thinking about water and the shortages of water and be willing to accept the increased price of water and, of course, eventually the rationing of water. So pick up the story, Jeannie.
Well, there's four parts to change the mindset of the public. And the first is water is an asset, so it can be bought and sold. And then the second part is services. We have to do propaganda to the customers of the service that we provide to the customers. And third was the value of water, and it was to become an entity that was to be sacred. In other words, there is a spiritual value in water. And this actually coincides with the Biodiversity Assessment Report that was created out of the Biodiversity Treaty.
And that was, of course, came out of the Second Earth Summit held in Rio de Janeiro in 1972. And Al Gore and the Prince of Wales and all of the world leaders who are part and parcel of this cabal that wants to rule the world, they were all there. They laid out the plan. And out of the Second Earth Summit came the Global Biodiversity Assessment. Would that be a fair statement?
Very definitely, where the earth will become sacred, the forests will become sacred. And it does say in the Biodiversity Assessment Report that the rivers are our mothers, the pools, and any water will be sacred pools and waters. And so if you make something that you actually create something that's sacred, that says the value will go up. And that was stressed very heavily in a lot of the workshops up in San Francisco. And the fourth component of putting the water up higher in pricing was investments. And here again is they're going to come at us with a lot of propaganda in the newspapers, in the local, especially the local newspapers.
And I think people have to understand that these people know exactly what they're doing, and they, with the help of the media, they will create the awareness, your awareness of the really the importance of water and the shortage of water and how we have to conserve water and how we've got to have the price go up, you know, and how important water is. And, of course, without ever mentioning that they have created this whole problem and they're playing games with our minds.
Well, it all comes at the very top from the World Bank. The World Bank has a water policy, and you can actually go to the internet, and if you put in www.worldbank.org, then you have to go to the documents that the World Bank has created. And under documents, it's very important that you put in this document number. It's 12335. Again, that document number is 12335. And it'll come up with just one document, and this is what we're looking for. It's called the Water Resources Management, Volume 1, and it's in English. This tells the whole blueprint of what is going to happen throughout the world regarding control of the water.
And, of course, this is where the elitists work. I mean, they have massive staffs. They have massive legal backing. They have unlimited resources and propaganda resources. And they figured out what a wonderful way to control the people. You control their water. You can't live without water. And pretty soon you're going to hear more and more propaganda about the importance of water and how we've got to have the desalination plants could drive up the price of water. Of course, we can't do anything, of course, to have pools or reservoirs or dams or things like that because of the fishies. But, oh, no, we're just going to have to drive the price up higher and higher, and people are going to have to understand how important water is, and they're just going to have to be willing to pay more.
Well, conservation, you know, you always hear about conservation. The definition that they have put, the World Bank, regarding conservation is actually protection. Conservation means protection of the water, protection of natural resources. And we as individuals, we always think of conservation as conserving less, using less of the water or a natural resource. But they're actually saying conservation means protection. So then you say protection. And the question is, who are they protecting the water from? Who are they protecting the natural resources from?
And, of course, really it is from those people who are destroying the planet. In fact, the real problem is humanity itself. And if we just didn't have so many people around, they wouldn't be using up all the water and the natural resources and the gasoline and polluting the air and trampling the flowers. And the problem is humanity. There are too many people.
Oh, definitely too many people, you and I. And so with the research that I've done, it looks like the average individual will not have fresh water from the pools and the streams. They will use recycled water, and that's what you hear about, recycling the water because we don't have enough, desalination, and then collecting rainwater from the house rooftops.
And, of course, when anybody suggests maybe we build dams so that the water doesn't flow out the rivers, oh, we couldn't do that. Of course, we'd destroy the ecology.
Well, actually, we destroy the streams because they're not flowing naturally. And you actually hurt the fish that migrate up the river. So they have taken the salmon, certain species of fish, and that is what really is driving this environmental force of we the people not using the fresh water. It's all for the animals, the fish, the plants, and the trees.
And, of course, the hypocrisy of that whole thing, and Jeannie had actually brought me a video that somebody had taken of people from Fish and Wildlife, I think it was in the Northern California and Oregon, actually clubbing the salmon as they came up the stream and then electrocuting them to kill them so that then they could say, look, there's a shortage of fish. Of course, the shortage was because they'd killed them all, but that didn't matter. There's a shortage of fish, and so we just can't have, you know, people using the water or putting in a dam or anything of that sort. I mean, they had so many fish, they were just slaughtering them, but they can't let the American people know that they want to create the problem so they can come up with a solution. You see, that's crazy. Well, we live, ladies and gentlemen, in a world got crazy. There are only a few of us who are really sane, and everybody thinks that we don't know what's going on.
That was a very graphic video of the Fish and Wildlife Department killing the fish. Not only were they killing the fish that were grown in the hatcheries, but they were killing supposedly the wild fish too. So they were electrocuting all the fish in the stream.
And where's PETA when we need them?
Yeah, PETA. PETA, as I understand, only about 1% goes to take animals from the places that are trying to find homes for them. And actually, there is documentation that PETA actually kills the animals once they pick up cats and dogs for homes. So that is a very evil organization. On the World Bank water policy, it talks about how they're going to replace federal structure government. And they say that they are going to replace all state and county political boundaries.
In other words, really what they do not want is local representative government. They want a fascist government from the very top, a regional government, where they will, of course, determine who are the people who will rule and control the water.
The boundaries will be called geographical river basin boundaries. And this is important because we're hearing now about river basins. And here again, the aquifer is in a river basin. So these will become the geographical boundaries. It's so important, the World Bank water policy, it talks about contracts. And contracts are what you sign voluntarily. And it actually says in the World Bank water policy that they will transfer by contract of all water jurisdiction by governments to private corporations and user associations. And here again, contracts are legal in our Constitution, but they are transferring the water to private corporations and user associations. It also says, by signing these water contracts and water project loan agreements for the country or for the user association, the World Bank water projects loans clearly spell out in acceptance of the monies of the World Bank, the countries must participate.
In other words, they're gonna give these people or lend these countries money. But then, of course, the country has to go along with the World Bank policy. And in this instance, it will bring their water under their, under the World Bank's control and change the whole structure, governmental structure with the society. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes. Completely change it.
And people have no idea that what's really going on behind the scenes. Suddenly we wake up one day and we find we're in a war on terrorism, or we find that they passed all sorts of rules and regulations we don't understand, there's an organized program to take away our freedom.
A very important book is called AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic. Actually, it's a book I wrote back in 1991 that tells you the story of the politics of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that doctors have been blocked at every turn from doing what was really necessary to stop the spread of this horrible plague, both in the United States and throughout the world. AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic, it gives you my story of my effort working with an organized medicine, the fact that the doctors of the state of California consistently voted and supported an effective public health policy, and at every turn their efforts were frustrated by those working within organized medicine, both at the state and national level, and the tragedy is that people are dying in America today unnecessarily. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic, because you need to understand the background of this epidemic to understand what is really happening medically in America today.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In the 1970s, there was a group of Italian immigrants in the small town of Roseto, Pennsylvania, who drew worldwide attention for their unusual cardiovascular health, despite their pasta diets. I recently uncovered the fact that their unusual health was attributed to the precious red wine which they imported from Italy. Today we know this as the French paradox, the fact that the French exhibit greater cardiovascular health, despite their fatty diet, because of the red wine they drink. Wouldn't it be great to enjoy the health benefits of red wine without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives? Well, now you can with Longevinex, the world's first stabilized red wine molecules preserved in an airtight capsule just like in a sealed bottle of red wine, equivalent to 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex for healthy aging without the calories and alcohol. 866-405-4000. This is health journalist Bill Sardi.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthy.
Have you purchased or invested in gold and silver coins or bullion in the last several years? If so, you've most likely been taken advantage of. In a lot of cases, out and out lied to. There are several tricks of the trade in play in the precious metals and collector coin markets. This is especially true during a hot market. Although it doesn't take a savvy investor to avoid the pitfalls of unscrupulous coin and metals dealers, it does take some common sense and the knowledge of which questions to ask. The asset management professionals at Colonial Resources can arm you with a few simple questions to ask your current broker or coin dealer. To find out if you've been taken advantage of, or if you're thinking of investing, call Colonial Resources toll-free, 1-800-685-4042. The precious metals and collector coin markets are hot and definitely where the smart money is heading. But before you make a mistake that could cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars, call the professionals at Colonial Resources. The call and the advice are free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Jeannie Soderman, and she's our resident expert as far as this water scam. And, of course, you're going to be reading more and more about it, of course, in our local area, why they're forcing the farmers to bring in, you know, water from other areas rather than doing what was logical and create water supplies here. Oh, no, we're going to have to bring this in and build a massive piping system, and it's going to double or triple the cost of the water, and that's going to have to be passed on to the, people who buy the products, of course. Now they can bring them in from South America where they don't have all these crazy rules and regulations. They do what's logical to supply the water. And here they do everything to block what is logical, to create the problem so they can control you. So pick up the story there.
Well, you know how I did get interested in environmentalism? I did belong to three organizations, and that's World Wildlife Fund, Nature Conservancy, and Greenpeace. So I've been on the other side, but I realized that something was wrong. And until I realized that at the very top of these environmental organizations, they had been taken over by the elitists. And so there again, no one likes to be taken advantage of. And I finally said, no more, they are not using me. And this is where I started doing deep research.
And Jeannie is one of the best researchers we have. And if you want to read her research on the World Bank water policy or her analysis of the 1,142-page book, The Global Biodiversity Assessment Report, which nobody has ever summarized. Jeannie summarized it. It's all in the Sustainable Development syllabus. So go ahead there, Jeannie.
On the World Bank water policy, they have a what they call a demand management. And you will hear that in the water districts. Demand management. It consists of three parts. Number one, they're going to jack up the price of water to achieve the World Bank goals. So there'll be very high pricing. Number two of demand management, there will be water rationing. And number three, water restrictions on specific usage. This is very important because as you go further in the World Bank water policy, they look at specific uses, and the highest value is for wetlands, ecosystems, river fisheries, and deltas.
By of course, wetlands, you really mean swamps. We used to call them swamps, but now we've promoted them, and they now have a nice name. They call them wetlands, yes. As if somehow they're no longer a swamp that breeds mosquitoes and all sorts of terrible insects and snakes. Go ahead.
Yeah, swamp water, Dr. Right. Stan. The next high-value water usage is domestic and industrial. And low-value will be agriculture.
Right.
Agriculture, they're really after the food production. And
because actually in their reports, they say that food shortages are better than food abundance. And you say that's crazy. Why would anybody want to have food shortages? But you understand that they have a different worldview than you and I do. They believe there are too many people, and the best things we could do would be to get rid of a lot of the people in the world. When you understand that, so much of what's going on, whether it be Terry Schiavo or abortion or Judge Roberts or the wars and the revolutions and the terrible things going on in the world, the fact that 3.5 million people have been killed in Zaire, we never talk about the Zaire war anymore. I wonder why not. Because, of course, the more people that can be eliminated, why the better things really are for the elite.
Well, there is a genocide program. In fact, State of the World Forum in 1995, there was a New Age philosopher, Sam Keane. He has now passed away, but I have a friend that was there that actually heard this, where Sam Keane stood up and said, if we could eliminate 90% of the world population, we would not have any environmental problems.
And, of course, the audience then applauded.
The audience got up and applauded. These were people that had paid $5,000 a plate to get in. And so, you see, there is a population control genocide throughout all the treaties of the United Nations and all their documents. It clearly states, there are too many people. How do we get rid of them?
Gee, what if maybe that's why 40% of the pregnant women in Botswana are HIV infected and they're all going to die? And could it be a failed public health policy? Or could it be a successful genocidal policy? And if we're unconcerned about the lives of the people in Botswana, in South Africa, in Swaziland, and who's going to be concerned when it happens here? Remember, men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose.
four-tape set on the JFK assassination. It includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination. A two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of the American president. And then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out, and if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course, if you have a well, you think you're safe? Oh, no, that isn't your water. That belongs to the aquifer, and that belongs, of course, to, well, whatever governmental body they put together. And believe me, these are not representative. Certainly there are some people on the water boards who are good people, who are really trying to come up with a solution, but there are people there who don't want a solution. They want the problem so they can control you. And when you understand that, then it all begins to make sense. Now, certainly if you have a question for Jeannie, our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But remember, everything going on is planned. And it's all certainly goes back to the World Bank water policy and their desire to control water so they can control you. So pick up the story, Jeannie.
Well, you were talking about wells. In the county, there is one department. It's called Environmental Health. Right now in Santa Cruz County, California, they're revising the well ordinance. They want to meter the wells. They want to meter the water. And this is the ultimate goal. There is also another commission called the Water Advisory Commission. They meet once a month, and I'm sure you have it in your area, whatever place you live in the United States. They recommend water regulations to the Board of Supervisors or to your commissioners. The Water Advisory Commission is very powerful, but they have been infiltrated with Greenpeace and especially the Sierra Club. So it's very important that you watch these two departments, the Water Advisory Commission and Environmental Health. Now, Environmental Health is the one They want control around your wellhead, and they're trying to get regulations in the county general plan to have citizen monitors to go into your private property to see if there is a pollution around your wellhead. Now, this is important because Minnesota almost passed a similar law, and it was called the Clear Water Legacy Act.
Gee, that sounds really great. It's amazing how they use words to conceal what they're really up to.
Well, clean water is really sounds great, but there's a code word here. Whenever you hear legacy, you know that particular piece of legislation has been written by an environmental group. And this act did not pass. And the reason it did not pass, there was no money in the state government to implement this. But who was behind it? Everyone, the environmentalists, even the farm bureaus were behind it. So that tells me people are not educated on what's really inside these bills that are being passed on the water in the state.
Yeah, but sometimes they've even infiltrated the farm bureaus. They've got their people planted every place. They're coordinated. These people may be able to talk the best conservative pro-liberty line, but watch and see what they do. And they've been assigned. They're there. And they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the people to know. And, of course, maybe the only thing that's going to save us is if the state goes bankrupt here in California, then they wouldn't have all the money to impose all of these draconian laws and regulations on the individuals.
Well, they probably will get special drawing lights rights from the International Monetary Fund. And this, supposedly, is people have not been able to get at these records, even the congressmen. It has been said that California and the other states have accepted monies from the World Bank and also from the IMF to implement this sustainable development.
And, of course, the IMF and the World Bank are both products of the Bretton Woods Agreement back in 1945. And this whole thing was this idea, basically, of creating a world fascist system. And we have an ad put out by the government of Morocco talking about this whole plan for the New World Order. And there are three legs. One was the UN, one was the World Trade Organization, and the third was, of course, Bretton Woods. And so now they give us money, and when we take the money, we lose our freedom and the rights to our water.
Right. Whoever gives the money, they make the decision. They control everything.
And when you can create money out of nothing with a fiat money system, that's even better.
Yeah, that's what drives our whole system, is our money, Federal Reserve. It's really crooked, and they can create money out of nothing. It has no intrinsic value. Now, on this Minnesota water bill, you talked about PETA before, Dr. Stan, but it did stipulate that non-governmental organizations could come in and enter your private property and make surveys and investigations regarding pollution. And one of them was PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, the Sierra Club, and these are the NGOs that are planning to come on our private property.
And, of course, they're all funded by the establishment. If you see what they're getting, the money they're getting from the great tax-exempt foundations that have been funding communism and socialism, they're getting it from the great corporations and the Ted Turners of this world.
Well, this Minnesota water bill, we feel it was a pilot bill in Minnesota, and it's planning to come around to the other states. So please watch for this bill. It's called the Clean Water Legacy Act. They might rename it. It was supposed to deal with surface water, but in the fine print, it went after groundwater in all private water wells. And so there again, we have to look at the fine print.
And of course, would you mention how much water they want to let us have? And they've even calculated what they're going to give us. What I think the average person uses, what, about 125 gallons a day?
Yeah, about 120 to 150 gallons
okay.
a day.
Okay, and how much they're going to give us?
In the International Agenda 21, it actually stipulates that they're looking at 10.5 gallons per person per day.
Maybe we can bathe every week then rather than every day.
Or, you know, we won't have enough for a garden.
And, of course, the thing is that they will point out there's a shortage of water in Saudi Arabia. That's why we've got to restrict water consumption here in the United States. Just as they say, oh, there's a terrible population explosion, but it is in the Muslim lands. That's why we have to restrict a family size in the United States. And it's madness. But, unfortunately, we live in a world gone mad. And there's only a few of us who have any glimpse of what's going on.
Now, in each county, there are small mutual. This is so important. They're called mutual water companies. These are privately owned companies. You might have three families that are in it up to, oh, it could be 30 or 40. But these are not connected to the county government. Now, what they're doing in Santa Cruz County is they're trying to suck in the larger water districts, these small mutual water companies. As soon as they come into, these mutual water companies come into and be absorbed by the larger water districts, they are into the World Bank water policy. And people don't understand that if you have a small mutual water company, keep it that way. Don't go into a larger water district because there's totally different rules and you will be regulated completely by the internationalists.
And, of course, they will create the shortages and they'll ration and they'll raise the price. And it's really all about making your life miserable and bringing you under control. And you'll come crawling to them just asking if you just can't a little more water. And you say that could never happen in America. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the plan. Go to their website, the World Bank Water Policy. Pull it down, read it, understand what they're up to. Understand they know they have unlimited resources. And how do we combat them? There's no organization out here that I know that's doing anything.
Now, the World Bank Water Policy, the document number is 12335. It is the blueprint. So you can take that blueprint. It's about 140 pages altogether. But we have done a 7-page analysis, all footnoted. And we have that at Radio Liberty, Dr. Stan?
Yeah, we have it. We'll send anybody a free copy of that if they'd like it. Or, of course, they can get it in the Sustainable Development Syllabus. But if they can just call us, at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If they ask for a summary of the World Bank Water Policy, we'll send that 7-page document.
Now, in the World Bank water policy, they have certain fees, and they call, one of the fees is social fees. So if you make more money than your neighbor next door, then you're going to help pay for his water. So those are called social fees. The next fee is called benefit fee, and that's on page 85 of the World Bank water policy. If you receive any benefit from your private land, you will be given a benefit fee. So you have to pay for that benefit. If you grow food, if you have, let's say, cows and you produce milk. Also, the third fee is pollution fees. You will be charged a pollution fee for any pollution on your land. And this is totally outrageous because this totally takes apart the definition of private property and what you can do with your property. So you will be heavily monitored by citizen monitors coming onto your private property if they get their way. And so there again, David Rockefeller has a very interesting quote. And by the way, Beijing, China is the example that they want to follow. for the water policy. Quotas on water consumption and fines on excessive water use.
And everybody on a bicycle.
Yeah.
Except for the elite. The elite, of course, have their automobiles, but the common people are on bicycles.
Yeah, especially the senior citizens on bicycles and going to the store. Well, of course, we won't go to the store, Dr. Stan, because everything will be grown in our sustainable community, and everything will be monitored, and they'll bring food to us, and they'll ration the food, they'll ration the water, and so they know exactly who gets what. So if you have a person that really doesn't want to go along with this world government, then you're going to actually have to give extra food to that person that you're keeping in hiding, and they'll say, well, you're using too much food. What's happening? So they're going to monitor everything you eat, everything you drink. Now, David Rockefeller said this. He said this in 1973. From a China traveler, that was the article, and it was in the New York Times. And he did this quote after visiting Mount Zedong. Quote, whatever the price of the Chinese Revolution, it has obviously succeeded not only in producing more efficient and dedicated administration, but also in fostering high morale and community of purpose. The social experiment in China, under Chairman Mao's leadership, is one of the most important and successful in human history.
The social experiment in China, under Chairman Mao's leadership, is one of the most important and successful in history. China was simply a social experiment. That's why our State Department brought the communists to power. It was a great social experiment. They'd already, by this time, killed about 100 million people. And that was David Rockefeller's response. Whatever the price, what a successful experiment. You see, there are people who look at the world different than you and I do.
Well, you know, women, they're going to give us a role, the World Bank. And what that is it does say in the World Bank water policy, the women in each community are to be given the responsibility and the duty for providing, managing, and safeguarding the water.
Well, let's go to Pat, who's calling from Kentucky. Hi, Pat. Did you have a comment?
Programming. Oh, this is good. Now, Kentucky has sold to RWE, the German conglomerate.
Okay.
We wanted to vote on that, and they refused to let us.
Right.
We're still trying, but I don't think so. I think we've been sold out, lock, stock, and barrel.
You probably are absolutely right.
I cringe at the thought of it. Beg your pardon?
Go ahead, Jeannie. What are your response? Aren't they coming in to all over the world, and the multinationals are buying up the water?
Yeah, but you see, this is the dilemma. If you really didn't understand the blueprint, but this is the blueprint. It doesn't matter if a foreign company comes in like RWE or if, like in our area, Felton in Santa Cruz Mountains, they just chose to buy RWE, the distribution of water. Now, here's the horns of the dilemma. RWE is going by the World Bank water policy. Now, if the city or county buys that water distribution system, the county is going by the World Bank water policy. That's the problem, and you have to understand, like here in Santa Cruz County, the county is going by Measure C, which is Local Agenda 21, and you must have a program in Kentucky where it might be a different name, but it's also the World Bank water policy, so you don't win either way.
It's sort of a lose-lose proposition.
Right.
You know,
thank you so much. I'll get off and listen to some wind call. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Pat. Well, Jeannie, we're just about out of time here. So we got about a minute and a half for you to wrap up the program. First of all, do you have a website or anything you would like to get out, or do you want to just go ahead and tell them to get the material through our ministry?
Well, there's three websites that are really great.
Okay, fine.
Stan.
Go ahead.
And the first, of course, is www.radioliberty.com. And then the second website is freedom21, freedom21santacruz.net. That's freedom21, that's 21, santacruz.net. And the third is discerningtoday.org.
And that's Michael Shaw, and that's, of course, our good
Michael
friend.
Michael Kaufman. And
Michael Kaufman, right.
Right. And he has some wonderful maps and a lot of information, Dr. Stevens.
All right, that's freedom21santacruz.net and discerning today, isn't it?
Discerningtoday.org.
Okay, for discerning, two great, both Michaels have done a great job. Ginny Solomon, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye and God bless. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, you've heard about the World Bank water policy. We hope, of course, you'll want to get the Sustainable Development Syllabus that has so much in it that will explain how this all fits together and the genocidal agenda. And, of course, if you just want to get the World Bank water policy, give us a call. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are at war today.
That will really help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Kaw's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Kaw's book, Due to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Are you concerned about your child's future? Well, it starts with a sound education. PHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762? That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762. Doesn't your child deserve a chance to try VHM?
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and we simply want to mention that if you'd like to get the Sustainable Development Syllabus, there's really nothing quite like it out across America, and it's being actually sold all throughout the world, and we put this together, and it's simply a compilation of some of the more important documents that we want you to see. And we want you to have, and we want you to be able to access from pictures of the Georgia Guidestones and the short story of the Georgia Guidestones to the Global Biodiversity Assessment and the World Bank Water Policy and the Population Control Agenda Monograph and the Earth Charter. And you really need to have the Earth Charter because it's the Mein Kampf written by the occult hierarchy that is controlling the world. So, if you'd like to get the Sustainable Development Syllabus, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Now, there's a four-tape set on sustainable development. And there's a video on sustainable development, The Road to the New World Order. And they're both available at the same 1-800-544-8927. If you get either the four-tape set or the video, why, of course, you get a reduction in the price of the sustainable development syllabus. So we hope that you'll want to get the information on sustainable development. You want to get the information on population control, because there really is the plan to eliminate a large part of the world's population. And whether you know it or not, why, exciting things are happening, or even frightening things are happening over in China and in Indonesia, doing with this strange flu that seems to have this lethal virus, this avian flu virus that now is beginning to infect people, and increasingly just within this last week, spreading from person to person to person. And of course, is this something, the normal evolution of a disease, or is it perhaps a massive genocidal experiment like the AIDS epidemic in Africa, where in Botswana 40% of the pregnant women are HIV infected, and many of the children are HIV infected. Their mothers aren't HIV infected. They got it from, well, but they say dirty needles. We gave all those vaccinations with dirty needles, and we had no idea what we were doing. Oh, shucks, we just made another mistake. Like the 700 million people in communist China who contracted hepatitis B infection from vaccinations using dirty needles. Oh, shucks, they just made another mistake. Or the 200 million people throughout the world who have hepatitis C, and most of them got from vaccinations with dirty needles. You would think that somebody would think of using clean needles. We've got all these smart people in the World Health Organization. Well, you need to get our four tapes set on population control, or you need to get our video on population control, and you certainly can get the monograph, although it's contained in the Sustainable Development Syllabus. You can get it by itself, or if you buy any one of our tape sets or videos, just ask for a free copy of it. We'll get it to you. You need to get our four tapes set on the New Order of the Barbarians, and you'll hear Dr. Dunnigan, who heard a talk given by the head of the medical department of Planned Parenthood, Dr. Richard Day, back in May of 1969, when Dr. Day told about the plan to create new diseases to kill off people, to actually suppress information about cancer treatments. Why? Because there were too many people, and they were going to have to die of something. And people say that couldn't be true. Well, listen to this four-tape set, The New Order of the Barbarians. There is a transcript with that. That's one of the few tape sets we have a transcript for, but you'll find it fascinating. And you can order these and so much more, but 1-800-544-8927. We're still working to raise the funds for expanding our evening programming to 18 additional stations. If you're in a position to help, I would love to hear from you. Our website, radioliberty.com, that's www.radioliberty.com. You can listen to our program 5 hours a day there on the Internet. Then when you get tired of that, you can listen to the archive programs. Please tell others about our program and pray for America. Pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we're on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Western civilization. And until then, tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.